The men and women of the U.S. Air Force would like to wish America a very happy new year. We're working to help make 1984 a time of peace and happiness for everyone around the world. It's rewarding work, and you can help. Ask your recruiter how. From all of us, here's hoping the new year will be your happiest year of all.
The U.S. Air Force.
A bunch of fucktards, George.
With a bang and a violent case of the flu. Yes, I've had a rough couple of days. A rough week, really. It all started, Wednesday night? Last Wednesday. Mm-hmm. When I thought it would be a good idea to have some chicken strips for dinner. Chicken strips and fries. Well, let me tell you something. Chicken strips and fries taste awful coming back up. And every single last piece of those chicken nuggets, or I'm sorry, chicken strips, came up in a violent, abusive, warm, and hot way. It was spicy coming back up. So I had an awful night, and I get it. Puke audio. I was pretty much sick all weekend. I've started to eat food. Yesterday I had eggs. And today I actually had my first bite of meat, which is good. I cannot tell the story. It's so much violent upchucking taking place. All right, so listen, needless to say, I've been out of commission, and I feel awful about it. Because I really wanted to do some shows and some videos. Uh-huh. And I wanted to post our DB Christmas movie, which is going to be going up today. I also wanted to do a Best of 2012 show, but that didn't end up happening. So, again, I'm very sorry. Thanks for sticking with me. I promise, starting January 2nd, no more excuses. We start fresh with a brand new year. But I wanted to do a show today just to say thank you for an amazing year of programs. I peeled myself out of bed. It was very sticky in that bed. I've puked and shit myself so many times in that bed in the past week, and I haven't cleaned it up. So I peeled myself out of bed. I showered, and I'm feeling much better, kind of. I played my aunt. I played you audio. The last show, I think, I played audio of my aunt talking about how sick she was with the flu or something. She said she had a bug a couple nights before. And she comes, I go over her house for Christmas, and the first thing she does is fucking kiss me on the mouth. Tongue and everything. No, I mean, she kissed me on the cheek, but still, germs were transferred. I know she got me sick. This one was a bad one. I haven't been this sick in a long time. But the good news is this has once again jump-started my weight loss efforts. I feel like my stomach is a lot smaller already. I can't eat nearly as much. So I look forward to the pounds just melting off as long as I don't, you know, start eating junk food. I'm trying not to eat anything. I'm basically still trying to starve myself even though I'm feeling much better. Just for a couple weeks or month or something. Last time I got sick with the flu, or I think it was because of that fucking food poisoning from Noodles and Company, I tried the same thing, and I actually looked this up online, and people actually do this. They try to get the flu before they start dieting, because it's, you know, it does help jumpstart. Anyway, yesterday I was feeling a little, I started to feel a little bit better last night, and we decided to go to the movies. Not the full price movie, because again, I'm poor. I went to the Dollar Theater, right? And we saw End of Watch. Now, I didn't know a lot about this movie. I knew it had something to do with cops and gangs and drugs. But I gotta tell you, it's got one of the greatest scenes. I don't know if you've seen this movie or not, but one of the greatest scenes I've seen in a long time in a film. And I, you know, spoiler alert, kind of, I guess, is ahead. But I mean, really, who's gonna see this stupid movie? No one. No one's, you know, clamoring to see End of Watch, especially because it's already at the Dollar Theater. If you wanted to see the goddamn movie, you would have seen it. And, you know, if you're gonna rent it on Blu-ray or something, this is your fucking fault. All right, fast forward a few minutes if you don't want a little spoiler. And this is not a big spoiler, but this is just something that happens in the movie. If you like to be totally surprised in, you know, when you watch films, don't watch it. All right, so the two cops, there's some spick cop, right? And Jake Gyllenhaal, right? And they go to this house on a call, and the woman is obviously, like, hopped up on drugs, and she's like, "Where's my babies? I can't find my babies! They ain't in the house! My baby's ain't in the house!" All right, so she's flipping the fuck out. And they're trying to calm her down and, you know, ask her some questions. Meanwhile, one of the cops spots a guy, like, passed out on the couch. Obviously, this crazy woman's husband or something, or brother. All right, so, probably husband. And so he finally gets this guy to wake up. He's probably, like, on heroin or something, and he's like, zonked out, right? And so he's freaking out because he sees the cops. "Who let you in? Who let the police in? Show me the warrant! Show me the warrant!" Right? Because that's what black people say. And they're like, "No, no, no. Your wife let us in. She's the one that called. She let us in the house, so we don't have to have a warrant." And he's like, "God damn it, bitch! The kids are fine. He's in the closet. He's in the closet." And so they continue to talk to the woman, and one of the cops finally starts looking around the house, right? And they, lo and behold, they find the kids duct taped to the wall inside of the closet. These, like, little babies, like, mouth, like, they could not move. They were stuck in the closet, basically. Oh, it was fantastic. And what was even better was the reaction of the people in the movie theater, specifically the women. And I had a row of them behind me. Like, there's, like, seven women. They were obviously out on some girls' night out away from their hubbies. You know, they just got done eating at Applebee's. "Oh, my God, how good were those Southwestern egg roll appetizers? I never heard of such a thing. I didn't know it. They were so good." Yeah, that's because Southwestern... The idea of a Southwestern egg roll, or whatever the fuck these restaurants are calling it, have you seen these things on the menu? It doesn't exist. It's a food that doesn't really exist. There's no fucking Mexican making Southwestern egg rolls, stuffing avocado in, you know, in an egg roll and frying it up. All right, well, whatever. The girls love their Southwestern egg rolls in their flirtinis. And they obviously, you know, went to the movie theater and asked the ticket person, "Do you have any, what's the best movie with a hunk in it?" And the guy's like, "Well, there's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie." And they're like, "Oh my God, Jake!" All right, so they're all, I don't know what the hell they were expecting. But when the camera showed these little toddlers duct taped to the closet, like, all of the women were, you just heard tons of this in the theater. "Oh, oh, 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 I'm upset. This movie upset me." Like, this is what I heard behind me. "Now I'm upset. Now this movie has done it. I'm upset. Why would they do..." Oh, like, it's a lot of that. Like, a lot of that. I'm like, shut up. And I just start laughing because, A, I think it's funny. Like, the image of a child duct taped to a closet is something that just elicits a laugh out of me naturally. But then hearing all the women in the theater, like, react to this. And what's really funny is that there's so much violence, like, people getting killed, people being abused. There's human trafficking involved in this movie. None of that. There's no response from the women. They don't give a shit. Lots of death, lots of people blowing up, heads being shot off, shit like that, right? No response whatsoever. Just eating their fucking popcorn. Meanwhile, they show a little baby who's alive. You can see it with its eyes open, all doe-eyed, just stuck to a wall. And, you know, the baby's going to be fine. The guy whose head was blown off, he's not going to make it. You know what I mean? I would much rather be that fucking baby duct taped to the fucking closet wall than the guy who just had a gun pointed at his head and his brains are splattered on his windshield in his car. Ugh. Stupid, stupid women. So I was laughing, naturally. And then I started mocking the women by even seeming like more upset. Like, oh, I can't. Why did they do that? Why did they show that? I can't watch anymore. You're like, it's just really over the top. And so the women knew that I was making I was making fun of them. And then I started hearing other noises. Things like asshole. Asshole. Whispered. All right, so that was my fun night at the movies. I had a real good time. I mean, the movie was okay. Very depressing. Thank goodness there was some comic relief in the form of a baby duct taped to a closet. Saved that movie. All right, moving on. I've got a couple pieces of audio to share with you. Then we'll get into the last batch of news for 2012. I can't believe I missed this, and I can't believe you guys let me miss this, but apparently, back in October, we learned of a woman who's afraid of meowness. Bonus, this isn't even a Maury clip. Let's take a listen.
It freaks me out because it isn't right. The consistency of it, it's like...
All right, so like her reasoning from the very start is retarded. Mayonnaise freaks me out because it isn't right. Okay.
Mayonnaise freaks me out because it... isn't right.
Yeah.
The consistency of it, it's like jiggly and slimy. I'm like, sorry. I'm getting all like,
I don't know someone can be that afraid of a certain type of food.
That's her fiance, by the by.
Like it's poison, almost.
It's great. I mean, this really is a video clip you have to see because, like, they're showing clips of, like, people using mayonnaise, people spreading mayonnaise on bread. And then there's, like, this girl is at a restaurant sitting down, not eating food, just watching, I guess, patrons enjoy their meal. And some guy's eating a sandwich with mayonnaise on it, and she looks frightened and disgusted all at the same time.
Like it's poison, almost.
Mayonnaise may seem like an innocent condiment to most of us. But for 25-year-old Shiseido, the mere sight sends her into a panic. Since she was 6 years old, Shiseido has had a phobia of mayo.
Anything that looks like mayonnaise, even close to mayonnaise, I will not touch, eat. I don't want it near me. If I see someone eating a sandwich.
So she's on the sidewalk, walking past like a sub shop or something. Some guy's sitting down eating at a table outside. And she sees or catches a whiff of mayonnaise. And she freaks out and crosses the road, like runs.
It has mayonnaise on it. Inside, I feel like I want to throw up four of them. It started off with my mom thinking it's funny and chasing me around with mayonnaise bottles or packets.
No. That is not where your phobia started. Your mom chasing you around with a mayonnaise bottle because you're already afraid of the goddamn mayonnaise at that point. All right. What happened? What do you think happened to this broad when she was a young girl? That would make her afraid of mayonnaise. And what is mayonnaise? It's a white, mushy, gooey substance. All right. I think it's another case of creepy uncle fucked you up for life.
No mayonnaise. No side of mayonnaise. No nothing. No mayonnaise. No mayonnaise on your side. But tell her no mayonnaise on yours.
I think we all.
Yeah, I'm sure the fiance is pissed off at this point. Just like, yeah, okay, I know. Every time it's the same thing. No mayonnaise. You freak out when there's mayonnaise. Why would I not say no mayonnaise?
I try really hard not to freak out in public over mayonnaise. I try really, really hard.
All right, so just to give you a heads up of what's happening here, the bitch just went through a drive-thru, ordered some food, obviously asked for no mayo, and she's checking her package now.
No.
She just threw the chicken patty out the window.
But, like, no mayo. Did you guys intentionally do that?
No, we didn't do that. We aren't gonna f*** you like that.
Yeah, she's actually talking to the camera crew. Because on her receipt, it did say no mayo. And then, of course, the fucking fuck-ups at the fast food restaurant, put mayonnaise on it anyway.
25-year-old Shiseido.
And she can't pick up the sandwich to ask for, bring it back and get another one. Because then she'd have to touch the wrapper that has touched the patty that has mayo on it.
Is finally confronting her paralyzing fear of mayo. So far, she's managed to spread mayonnaise on a piece of bread.
Good.
But will the final task be too much for Shiseido to handle?
Eating it?
Okay. Now,
make her eat.
Our last task on the list is for you to touch the mayonnaise.
See, there's a bowl of mayonnaise she's got to dunk her hands in.
You have to touch it. Mm-hmm. You have to touch it. Oh, God. So I want you to put your hand slowly inside this bowl.
She's crying. Tears are rolling down her face.
Is it hurting you? Is it piercing your skin?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel trauma?
Mm-hmm.
And what's this showing you?
I can deal with it. I just have to get through it.
Take this over to your sink.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Ugh. I'm, like, really proud of myself that I stuck my hand in mayonnaise. I'd like to take these tools home with me. I don't
know. That is such a great line. I'm so proud of myself today. I stuck my hand in mayonnaise. Well, a job well done. You might as well go home. Call it a day. You know, I played that clip for some people, and they said, one person said, well, don't make fun of her. She's afraid of it. And I'm like, well, that's what's funny. She's afraid of fucking mayonnaise. And then they said, well, aren't you afraid of anything? And I said, yeah, I have rational fears of, like, heights. Because you can fall off something high and die. You can't die from touching mayonnaise, fucktard. Yeah, I'm afraid of bears. If I'm in the same room as a fucking grizzly bear, I'm going to be a little nervous. It's not an irrational fear because they'll eat you. They'll maul you to death. Those fears are understandable. Like, don't defend someone for having a nutty fear. Like, I don't understand that. Like, what is the mentality? Because, I mean, you're a rational person, right? And you're saying, like, what is the worst thing that you think in your mind is going to happen if you interact with mayonnaise? That's what I want to know. I don't think these stories or these television shows ever go into that. Like, what are these people thinking? Do any of you guys have these type of irrational fears, like you're afraid of pickles or something? If so, email me. Explain yourself. Finally, before we get into the news, Shane Lee is back one last time in 2012.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? It's me, Shane Lee. I want to sing a little bit of Bette Midler for you, The Rose.
Ugh.
Now, I'm not quite sure how the song goes, so I'm going to sing it as I think it goes. So.
This is like me doing karaoke. Yeah. I've never... Hey, everybody, this is Shadley. I've never heard of this song before, but I'm going to go ahead and sing it anyway.
Some say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. Some say love,
yeah.
It
yeah.
is a river
yeah.
that drowns. The tender reed. I say love, it is a hunger, an ever-waking need. That with the sun's love.
I think you missed something there.
In the spring.
Okay, you know what? That was a bad call on my part. We should never go to Shane Lee. Instead, let's check in with BB with a public service announcement.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, BB. New Year's and everything, so do not drink and drive.
Was that even a sentence? Hello. Well, New Year's and everything, so don't drink and drive. I think there's a couple of words missing there, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Well,
hello.
New Year's and everything, so
BB's forehead is looking a lot less lumpy. Remember, like, there was, like, that huge protuberance sticking out,
not,
like, from his forehead?
Not drink and drive. If you drink, don't drive.
Bone or something?
Call a taxi or someone.
Hello, this is BB. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to drive, don't drink. If you're going to drink and drive, though, you should drive extremely fast so you get home sooner. So you don't put any, you know, anyone else at risk. The longer you're on the road, the likelier the chance of something happening. So my theory is fucking floor at home and, you know, get the hell off the road.
Get a designated driver.
Yeah.
If you drink, don't drive. I repeat, do not drink and drive. You can...
Who's taking fucking life advice from BB? You know what I mean? Like, who's getting ready for their New Year's Eve? Oh, let's just check out my subscriptions. Oh, BB says, don't drink and drive, honey. Let's change our plans.
You can die. You can kill someone else. So,
yeah.
Don't drink and drive.
Thank you,
whatsoever.
BB.
Okay, bye.
Get back to the can crushing. That's why his forehead's so fucking messed up. Well, it can crush it. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. 2013 is shaping up to be a good one. A redesign of the website is going to be happening real soon over there at Super Freak Sideshow. Plus, even more exclusive shows coming up. And hopefully more videos. So a lot of great reasons to sign up. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, of course, all the normal exclusive stuff you guys have been getting. DV's Shitty Night at the Movies I've been posting. DVDAs get posted when I do them exclusively on the Sideshow. And, of course, you know, extended programs, exclusive shows. Sign up right now. We've got that $50 deal for Christmas that I still haven't taken down yet. I figured I might as well run it through the end of the year now. So I guess that's today. So if you want to sign up, go to distortedview.com. There's a link for a Christmas special. It's basically superfreaksideshow.com/secret.html. And you can get a $50 recurring membership, so that'll save you some money. $6.99 memberships are available. It's our monthly option, less than a fucking value meal. And, of course, lifetime memberships are also available. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know, I know a lot of you guys don't like Twitter, but quite frankly, sometimes it pays. A Japanese porn actress has at least 100 fans that would give their lives to her. Well, at least help her give life to another. As part of an upcoming erotic opus, all right, it's called Semen Collection 2. It's a sequel to the porn blockbuster Semen Collection. Uta Ka, whatever the fuck her name is, asked her fans on Twitter to donate to the cause by sending in bottles of their own jizz for inclusion in the film. The actress received more than 100 bottles of sperm-filled plastic bottles in a 10-day period, each featuring the name of the dirty donator. The woman appreciated the Randy response to her request and, according to Rocket News 24, promised her fans, "I will care for them as if they were my own child." Gross. Shooting for the film commenced on December 20th, and there's no word on whether it will be released in the U.S. or what the woman will do with the donations after all the shooting is complete. She's going to ingest it, or it's going to be poured on her, or pumped into her system somehow. Pussy first. I don't know. It's called Semen Collection, though. I have a hard time believing that there's going to be any leftovers. Maybe they can freeze it. Like, I've seen a gay movie where they've done this, where they've taken a bunch of sperm, jizz, and they collect it in some sort of canister, right, or a long tube, and then they freeze it, basically turning it into, like, a little dildo, And then they take the frozen jizz-sickle and they stick it in the guy's asshole. I don't know why. I guess it's just, you know, something to do. It's interesting being, you know, fucked by hard jism. I seem to remember when I was a baby, like a kid or something, my mom stuck something in my ass. But it was like, it was, I guess it was because I was constipated. Let me call my mom here. Because it was like, I don't remember. I thought it was like a cone, something like cone shaped. And then it like melted in my ass or something. That's how I remember it. I don't even know my mom's home.
Hello?
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm doing my show.
Oh, okay, good.
So I'm feeling well enough to do that. I have a quick question for you. When I was a kid, did you stick anything up my butt?
Well, I probably did when you couldn't shit.
Yes. Yes, when I couldn't shit. What did you stick up my butt when I couldn't shit?
I don't know, some kind of baby suppositories.
And it was like it was in a cone shape, right?
Yeah, they're like little tiny little suppositories, you know, yeah.
And they're like hard, right? And then they melt or something?
Well, yeah, they melt, so yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't imagining that.
No, you wouldn't, no. I wouldn't stick nothing up your butt.
Well, no, I didn't
know.
Think you were doing it recreationally. I thought there was a reason. I just, you know, I figured it was because I couldn't shit. But I seem to remember like it being cone shaped, like a little like
yeah, that's
and it
what
melting
it was.
Or something. Okay.
Yes. Why do you need them now?
No, I'm good. Believe me, I'm good. I was shitting fine.
Are you all cleaned out now?
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that because I have puked and shit so much when I was sick. And the only thing, I've just been eating like liquids, like soup and stuff. I haven't really shit. I've been trying to shit because I want to see like what's going to come out.
You have nothing to shit. Water.
I know. So today I finally ate some meat. So, you know.
Uh-oh.
So something should happen.
Nothing happened yet?
Nothing yet. So, you know, I mean, when it goes through my system. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's good. That's
all right, well, listen. I already went through this with my listeners. They don't need to hear about it again. So
okay.
I'll let you go.
Right.
I just wanted to find out if you stuck anything up my butthole.
No, that's about all that I stuck up there.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, Happy New Year, by the way.
Yeah, Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to your listeners, too.
Oh, very nice. Thank you, Mom. I'll call you later.
Okay,
or tomorrow
take
or something.
Care, love you.
Okay, love
you
too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. My mom was, you know, the only thing she stuck up my ass was for, you know, medicinal reasons. What am I talking about here? All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Topeka or something. It also has to do with jizz. William Marotta sought only to become a sperm donor, but now the state of Kansas is trying to have him be declared a father. Nearly 4 years ago, he donated sperm in a plastic cup to a lesbian couple after responding to an ad they had placed on Craigslist. Looking for jizz now! They got 8,000 responses in a half-hour period. Marotta and the woman, Topekans Angela Bauer and Jennifer Schreiner, signed an agreement holding him harmless for support of the child, a daughter Schreiner bore after being artificially inseminated. But the Kansas Department of Children and Families is now trying to have Marotta declared the 3-year-old girl's father and forced to pay child support. The case is scheduled for a January 8th hearing. Hannah Schroller, the attorney defending Marotta, said the case has intriguing social and reproductive rights implications. I don't understand. Are the fucking lesbians going after this guy? Shady dykes. It would have to be them filing this lawsuit, right? Because they're the only ones who know who this guy is. Marotta responded in an email that he was 43 years old, 6'1" tall, and weighed 205 pounds, reasonably fit and in good health with blonde hair and blue eyes. Marotta, Bauer, and Schreiner each signed an agreement saying he would be paid $50 per semen donation, with the arrangement including a clear understanding that he would have no parental rights whatsoever with the child or children. The agreement also called for Bauer and Schreiner to hold Marotta harmless for any child support payments. Oh, well, what the fuck is this lawsuit about then? Schroller said that after consulting with his wife, Marotta decided to donate free of charge rather than taking the $50. She said Marotta subsequently received periodic email updates on the child and the birth. But that's about it contact-wise. Schroller, an attorney with the Topeka-based Swinen & Associates, said the state became involved after the mother fell on hard times and applied for financial assistance through the state. Oh, okay. I see what's going on here. She said of Schreiner, my understanding is that after being pressed on paternity of the child, she gave them William's name as a sperm donor. The state then filed the suit to determine paternity. I wonder if the lesbians broke up, because they mentioned that one of the women, the actual birth mother, has fallen on hard times and applied for financial assistance or whatever. But what about the other lesbian? Why can't she, you know, what does she do? Maybe they broke up. These fucking lesbians, it's true what they say. They are insane. You know, when I was living with, the last time I was living with Joey, we lived in a duplex, and next door to us was a lesbian. Very nice, kind of, you know, as nice as lesbians can be. Even the nicest lesbian is still kind of a bitch, you know what I mean? Anyway, she lived there, and, you know, within a week or two of her moving in, she's bringing in some other broad that she just met. And it's like the old cliche was true. Up came the U-Haul. You know what I mean? And they moved in. And holy fuck, did they fight loud. Oh, it was fascinating. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I'm screaming. And I would run down and be like, Joe, you got to hear this. They're throwing things, punching each other. Like, they're super violent, these women, these lesbians. And then the next night, I go outside in the middle of the night to walk the dogs. And they've got a blanket down on the ground laying, you know, looking at the stars, cuddling and everything. I'm like, are you for real? You're still nursing your black eyes. Lesbians are a whole other species. So there you go. So the court hasn't ruled on this yet. So guys, just be very careful who you give your sperm to. I mean, if someone came to me and said, hey, can I have some of your jizz? I'd be like, sure, whatever. I mean, I've got tons of it. I'm not doing anything with it. It ends up in my hand most of the time. If you want it in a cup, I mean, whatever. But now I'm kind of concerned. All right, just be careful. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Give me a hallelujah. Daddy, hold my Florida. This almost fucked up state. Captain, hear me now.
Sing it, Corey.
Florida.
Yes, Corey did some amazing work with Apocalypse earlier in the month, and I urge you all to check it out if you haven't. I was just listening to it again, just amazing stuff. It's on the feed here, Apocalypse, but you can also purchase an extended version and like the ultimate version over at Apocalypse.com, and I urge you all to do that because there's tons of bonus stuff. Very cool. All right. Corey always does great work. If you want to hear more stuff from him, then I highly suggest you purchase this. Because, you know, he had to pay for all of those fucking voice actors and stuff. Insanity. A Florida woman is jailed on a battery rap for allegedly striking her boyfriend after he finished first and stopped pleasuring her during a mutual oral sex session. So they were 69ing, right? He blew his load, and then, you know, he wanted to go to sleep. Can't blame him. I'm the same way. Jenny Scott, 50, was booked into the Manatee County lockup on a misdemeanor charge stemming from the 11 p.m. encounter in the Palmetto bedroom of Gilberto De Leon, 32. Scott has dated him for the last 5 years on and off. Deputies were summoned to the De Leon's home by a witness who heard the couple arguing and saw Scott atop De Leon punching and scratching him. She also allegedly struck him with a stick and threatened to hit him with a wrench before the tool was taken from her hand by the witness. But, you know, I would be very careful. You know, if this guy was still naked and still in the position, she could have easily just bit his cock off. When questioned by a cop, Scott explained that she and the man were giving each other oral pleasure in the bedroom. A little 69 action. He finished first and stopped pleasuring her. Scott added that she became upset and they began arguing. A deputy noted that Scott said she was also mad at De Leon because she heard him having sex with another woman over the phone earlier in the day. But you still had sex with him anyway. Scott struggled with deputies before being placed in a police car where she kicked a window until being warned that she would be maced unless she stopped. very white trash. Bail has yet to be set for Scott, who deputies describe as extremely intoxicated. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida and your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. One last time in 2012, checking in with my freaks.
Hello, Tanner.
Hi.
Yeah, Jigu. Just a special on the dipshit. I'm just listening to one of your most recent shows, and I've just heard that Chickadee, the girl who lives in Columbus, is also a prostitute. Or
yeah.
So I'd like to request some more stories from her.
Yeah,
she has a bunch of stories, a bunch of prostitute stories to give the audience. So I'd like to request some of those. Chickadee, if you're listening to this, just tell us some more. Call in and tell us some more about your prostitute endeavors.
Yeah.
That's a really fun, interesting topic and conversation.
Sure, so, Chickadee. Yeah, I'd love to hear more stories from her.
Hello, Tim Henson. Do not skip me just yet. I am a computer automated robot. And I just want to say that you are doing a great job on the podcast.
Thank you.
And I was planning on signing up for your yearly membership during Christmas. That'll be my present to you. So keep up the good work. Oh, and one more thing.
Good job. I was waiting for that. I'd be kind of disappointed if we didn't get one nigger before the end of the year.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus. I used to work for a Starbucks. I was a barista. And you've been reading a lot of stories about cat shit coffee and elephant shit coffee.
I hate people that hate Starbucks. You know what I mean? Because they're worse than the fucking Starbucks people that go to Starbucks. Oh, you drink Starbucks? Oh, it's burnt. That's good if you like the taste of burnt. You know what I mean? Like, you just go there just because you like the look. You just want to be part of it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I go there because that's the only fucking coffee chain that, has stores everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
and they both said that they were.
It's convenient for me. Yeah, whatever.
Earthy, just a little known fact, or probably well known fact. Earthy just means it tastes like dirt. Their coffee tastes like fucking dirt. Yep. Jigu.
An earthy flavor.
Hey, Boo, you know what I love about your show?
What?
Between Talk Soup and Distorted View, I don't have to, watch all that stupid crap. You know, you guys pretty much sort through it and keep me hip. I appreciate that, man.
No.
And by the way, stealing a car with the keys doesn't fucking count.
All right. What does that mean? Like, that doesn't have anything to do with... I don't know what that means. I don't know. A little context would have been helpful.
Hey, Tim and Samba. Well, I was listening to your show about the, about the elephants crapping out the beans, the coffee beans. That would be amazing if you could just feed me a bunch of coffee beans and a bunch of Taco Bell, and just it would just turn out to be Bristol 7 just all over the place.
Right.
And you just pick it out one by one, the coffee beans, and we could call it Bristol 7.
Ooh.
It would be amazing.
Maybe Starbucks would carry it.
It would be nice, earthy in flavor. It would have a mix of Mexican spices, everything like that.
Everyone's picking up on that earthy comment.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Mike from Tulsa.
Hello.
I'm actually thinking about using that name from your shitty night at the movies, the character Mike Nolte, since I'm the one you were thinking of from Facebook whenever the credits popped up.
Oh, really?
Not quite exact on the last name, but we'll just let it ride.
Okay.
So anyhow, fuck all that stupid shit. Just standing in line at the bank, and the ATM right next to it, there's this near-dead, just old, crumpled-up, hunchback bitch standing there trying to withdraw some money.
Ugh.
And trying over and over, nothing's working. Apparently her husband's standing in line right in front of us, and she's over there hollering at him, "This thing doesn't work. It doesn't want to give me my money. I don't know what's wrong with it." And she tries it again.
It doesn't want to give me my money.
And
that's something old people would say, right?
Her money comes out. And she comes back over to him, and she's bitching and crying because she wanted to get $50 out, but it only let her get 20, 40, 60, 80, or 100, so she just had to get 60. And she was standing there bitching and crying about it.
She'll never use that other $10.
I swear I didn't want to fucking strangle that stupid old bitch. Oh, God.
No. I think it's time we rise up. We start killing these old people. Start strangling these old fucking bitches.
Hey, Tim, it's Corey. Say, I really like that clip of the woman from Hoarders who had the 100 cats in her fridge.
Oh, yes.
And I just had a question for you. Did she actually have other food in the fridge with the cats?
No, there were so many cats in this fucking fridge, there's no room for food. As a matter of fact, when they were taking the cats out of the refrigerator, they started to find other animals, like squirrels, ferrets and shit. And so when she would find, like, dead animals that the cats would drag in or in her yard, she would even feel bad for those and put them in the refrigerator. It's not even cats. The food that the cat was eating, basically.
I was just curious. Could have a bad smell with your food. But anyway, that reminds me of the show Obsessed. They had a Christmas special just recently where a woman had over five...
I didn't think those type of shows had, like, Christmas specials. You know what I mean? That seems kind of odd.
A woman had over 5,000 snowmen in her house.
Oh, I see.
She was a hoarder of snowmen and all varieties and different toys and that kind of thing. She lived in the South where there was no snow, so she would actually go to a snow cone stand and buy the unflavored crushed ice, and she would make her own snowmen. She would dress them up, keep them in the freezer, and so you definitely got to check that out. But by far, my favorite hoarder has got to be the guy who had over 2,000 rats in his house. That was definitely my favorite. But anyway, Tim, great show as always. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you very much, Corey. What a way to end the year with a voicemail from one of my favorites, Corey. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, you know, God.
I'm, like, really proud of myself that I stuck my hand in mayonnaise.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Sign up for the sideshow. Let's start off 2013 right. I can't do it without you. I need all of your help. Come on. Guys, thank you so much for a great year of shows. Some of the stuff that went down was insane, and I hope 2013 is even better. I will be back on January 2nd. To kick off the new year. Until then, guys, have a great, happy new year and be safe. Don't drink and drive. Be careful out there. It's going to be crazy. All those people, I can't believe you're going out. I hate when people fucking say that. People say the same fucking shit every year. I can't believe it. I'm not going out. It's crazy. People are crazy. It's amateur night tonight. Shit like that. Yes, we know. Are you going to just stay inside in your house and do nothing? Can't even watch Dick Clark slur through the New Year's. Oh, that's what I'm going to really miss. This is going to be like the first year without Dick Clark, right? I mean, really, we've kind of been without Dick Clark for the last 5 or 6 years. But he's technically been there. Now we're stuck with stupid Ryan Seacrest, who I'm pretty sure can count backwards. He's not going to miss any numbers. Here, I'm going to count down from 10. And this way, you know, when the ball is dropping or whatever, you can play this instead of, you know, Ryan Seacrest. Well, maybe I'll start from 20. Right? So you can give you time to sync up properly. Now, here we go. I'm acting like Dick Clark now. the spirit of Dick Clark has entered me. And wouldn't you know it, souls can suffer strokes too. All right. The moment has come. The reason we're all here. At this very moment, we're all gathered together for this. The dropping of the ball to single 2013. Here we go. 20, 19, 17, 14, 32, 98, 14, 15, 16, 9, pi. Happy New Year! What? Oh, that happened 20 seconds ago? Okay, sorry about that. We're well into 2013 by the time it gets done. All right, so enjoy. Have a great Happy New Year. I'll see you back on the 2nd. Bye, freaks!
Dick and Nuts!